Hello. I'm not really sure what I intended to say today, but I'm all cozy in bed. Had a nice little masturbation session to myself, so that certainly helps me sleep. But this isn't going to be about that. I've been thinking about my subreddit. A lot of GWA people seem to have subreddits, and mine is quite pale in comparison to a lot of other people. There's so many people who are super active in their subs and keep pumping out this really good content, and they seem really on top of their shit. And I'm just out here, like, I don't know how to present myself, you know? I don't know what to put in the bio or, like, the sidebar, whatever. I don't know how to format my stuff, how to format my posts to make them seem intriguing. It's all about presentation, and I'm not really about that presentation. I don't know. I also don't want this to become sort of a depressing diary where I just dump all my thoughts. Because I feel like that's not really fair to you, to anybody. Because who would want to come visit a sub where it's just a lot of scrambly, sad feelings? No, I have to figure out how I want to present myself. And there's also the Peach Booth stuff. Because I want to talk about it. It's fun. Oh, there goes the air conditioner. But yeah, I want to talk about Peach Booth and stuff like that. But I don't want to make that the only thing I ever talk about. But it is the most consistent erotic audio type of thing in my life, because I don't always have time to make audios, but this is my job now. I get paid for it, so obviously I'm gonna prioritize that because I have shifts and I have a set time. And GWA stuff, making audios, is always just whenever I wanted, so I never really committed to a big thing there. But I am kind of slacking. I am kind of slacking. I have some stuff that I have to do. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, no. Go. Here we go. Let's do it. Let's go. Sorry about this air conditioner. It must be really annoying. Yes, I am in college now. Once again, I have three roommates, housemates, but I'm in a very small townhouse. The walls are very paper thin, so they can pretty much hear everything. Two of my housemates know about GWA and about Peach Booth. But I still feel like it's weird for me to just start recording, and I don't know, I feel weird making audios with them around. I feel it's less weird doing Peach Booth stuff because they're on the clock. I mean, I'm on the clock. And I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. But when you're just doing it as a hobby, it's a little different, I think. I need to go to bed. It's a Sunday night. Or rather, Monday morning. It's like 2 a.m. I have classes tomorrow. Tomorrow is a kind of chill day. I'm working tomorrow. Working. Wink, wink. Yeah. Since coming back to school, it's been kind of weird. Because I've been very open about all the internet sex stuff that I do. Which is really weird compared to last year. This time last year, I hadn't made my first audio yet. I think I had started commenting and lurking stuff. This is probably super annoying. I'm gonna take you under the blanket, see if that'll fix anything. Okay, Russ just as I did that, the air conditioner kind of stopped, okay. But, yeah, early September last year, I had yet to post my first audio. I was a commenter. And it was all very new to me. It was all very hush-hush on the down low. I would only ever, I didn't have the Reddit app on my phone, and I always used mobile. It's the mobile website. An incognito tab. And I would log in, and I would make sure to log out and to delete the tab when I was done, to make sure no one knew that I was involved in this. I'm a lot more lax about it now, because I tell people about Peach Booth, and then they ask, how did you get into that? So naturally, that leads to a discussion about GWA. Only a couple of my friends know about GWA. And even fewer know my username. It's, yeah. I feel like telling people in real life about this is a lot different. Oh, another thing I've been... okay. I'll talk about that first. Yeah, it's different telling people about GWA and telling people that I'm a phone sex operator, because GWA is a lot more intimate to me. Doing phone sex is about, you know, pleasing others, and it's a job. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do. You want to... You're providing a service in exchange for money, so you gotta do it. You gotta do that. Technically, I'm an independent contractor, not an employee. But you wanna, wanna make sure the company does well. I feel like I shouldn't be talking about it in these terms, but I just want to be transparent. Just because, you know, there's stuff that goes into it that's more businessy, doesn't mean that I can't still, you know, that we can't still talk about sex, and I won't have a good time doing it, and, you know, if you want me to get you off, I'll get you off. And I've been getting a lot better at it. My favorite comment is after someone has had an orgasm and they're breathless and trying to recover. I'm just, wow, you're really good at this. Simple, effective. I really like it. This is kind of about nothing, but I did want to have a discussion about, I think I'm going to make that a separate thing when I'm a little bit more coherent and a little bit more deliberate with my words. I wanted to talk about what it means to be a slut. So I've been thinking about that a lot. What does it mean to be a slut? What does the word slut mean to you? Because for me, it still has derogatory connotations, even though supposedly the word has been reclaimed. I mean, because I know when I use it, I don't mean any malice by it. Usually when I use it, it's in a joking context. I'll call people sluts for not even doing anything sexual. But I don't know, whenever I get called a slut by a guy, it just feels a little nasty. It just feels like there's a little bit of malice behind it. And I don't like it all the time. I'm getting used to it now, because I get called a slut a lot over the phone. And I never know if it's like, "Hi, you dirty little whore. You're a bad person." Or if it means like, "Yeah, you like sex, right? You're a person that likes sex." So, yeah. I'm really warm right now. I could fall asleep. My arms are kind of cold though, but my legs are really, really. You know what I love? I really love platonic cuddles. Platonic cuddles are my shit. I've been having a lot of platonic cuddles recently. And some cuddles that I'm not sure if they're platonic or what. But I just really like it. I really like being intertwined with another person. It's great. It's great and just chilling. Okay. Okay, it's time to go to bed. Good night.